This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the results, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
With winter weather making it harder to stay active, here's a gift idea for the outdoor adventurer in your life. The Allbirds Mizzle Collection. The Allbirds Mizzle is designed for those who won't take snow for an answer, featuring built-in puddle guard technology to keep the winter wonderland where it belongs, not in your shoe. The weather-ready sole offers enhanced traction, so you go on winter runs with confidence. And it's made with premium ZQ Merino wool, a naturally insulating material that keeps your feet warm and sports a low environmental impact. Allbirds displays their carbon footprint right on the shoe, so you can see the difference for yourself. On top of that, they actually offset the carbon footprint to zero, making their Mizzle collection completely carbon neutral. So you can stay warm and dry while treading lighter. This holiday season, get on their nice list when you shop the Allbirds Mizzle collection. Discover your perfect pair at Allbirds.com. That's Allbirds.com.
Hey everybody, Harry Simeon here from the Chronicles of a Gooner podcast. What have I made of Arsenal season so far? I think it's been an incredibly positive start. I think the performances have been good. Obviously, the results for the most part have been very good as well, with the exception of that defeat at Old Trafford. But I think once the dust settled, we were able to kind of look back on that and say, okay, it wasn't our day, but you know, the performance was there. And I think that's what's giving Arsenal fans hope at the moment, giving Arsenal fans encouragement. And it is ultimately the sort of the kind of premise upon which the confidence that we have as a fan base at the moment is built. Standout players, there's been so many. It's really, really difficult to sort of narrow it down. But I'd say Granit Xhaka has certainly been one of them. Gabriel Jesus has been incredible. Martin Odegaard, when he's been fit, has been unreal too. William Saliba has been a big and welcome, you know, really a strong addition to the back line. He's been brilliant since he's come in. It looks as though he's been playing in the Premier League all along. Am I surprised by how well these two teams have started? I don't really think so. I think there were signs at the back end of last season, even when Arsenal had a bit of a bump sort of right at the back end of the season, that things had improved overall. It was a difficult time. There were injuries, there were problems. And, you know, yes, it was a disappointing end. And obviously Spurs pipped us to that Champions League place. But am I surprised that these two sides have started? Well, not really. I think Arsenal's fixtures have been pretty kind, with the exception of the trip to Manchester United. And obviously now we're going to see what we're made of, essentially, with games against Tottenham, Liverpool, and some other really strong sides to come. So I'm not surprised by the positive start. Was I pleased with the transfer window? Yeah, I was. I would say I'm pleased. I think that Gabriel Jesus was an incredible addition, the striker that we desperately needed. Zinchenko, a fabulous signing as well. And obviously, we got a few additional squad players in and around as well, which was fantastic. And that's what we really, really needed. Could we have done more? Yeah, we probably could have. But I think Arsenal invested very heavily the summer before. And so I think there was always going to be a limit to what we were able to do in the summer just gone. We addressed the positions with the exception of one that I felt we needed. I think we still do need another midfield option. I still feel like when Thomas Partey is absent, the drop-off between him and the next option is too significant. So I wish Arsenal did another bit of business there, but obviously it wasn't to be. I think Tottenham have had a really good start to the season, obviously, in terms of results. I don't think the performances have been all that great. And it's really difficult for me to say that because whenever I do, it's the classic, well, you're an Arsenal fan. Of course, you're going to say that. But genuinely, I've watched Spurs in full probably 5 or 6 times this season, and I've not been impressed with the level of performances. But the fact that they're still picking up results despite that, I think bodes really, really well. Conte has been a real favourite of mine in terms of as a manager for a long, long time. I'm a big follower of Italian football, so I'm well aware of his capabilities. I'm well aware of what he's all about. And it's a great appointment that Spurs have made. Will he be a success? It depends on what you define as successful. He got Spurs into the Champions League. I think he'll probably do that again. But can he take Spurs to that next level in terms of a title challenge? I'm not sure. But is that where Spurs should be? I don't know. That's up to you guys. But depends what you define as success. I think Arsenal fans, generally speaking, are behind Mikel Arteta now. There was a few people who, you know, were calling for his head earlier on in his tenure. And although I didn't agree with it, I can understand why that was. It did look at various points that we were struggling, that we were void of ideas, that we were, you know, finding it really difficult to kind of lay the foundations to kick on. But it seems now that he's getting there and people are seeing results on the pitch. But I also think there's a really positive feeling around the football club that hasn't been there for some time. And maybe for people looking from the outside in, that doesn't mean an awful lot. But to Arsenal fans who are attending the matches week in, week out, we feel it. We feel that connection with our club again. The North London Derby means a lot to me, but I'd be lying if I said it always did. Now, that might sound a bit sort of dismissive, but obviously growing up, I grew up in the height of the Arsenal-Manchester United rivalry, and that for me was the number one. So the North London Derby, whilst it's always been important, has certainly grown in terms of its importance to me personally since the two clubs sort of became a little bit more equal in terms of what they were producing on the pitch. And credit to Spurs, because they've done a great job of closing that gap and eventually surpassing Arsenal. So now I think the derby has a lot more meaning to it for me than it did when I was a kid growing up. We live in and among each other. You know, I've got family members that are Spurs fans, not immediate family members, obviously. But so I come face to face with it all the time. So yeah, it means a hell of a lot, and fingers crossed we can get the result that we want. How do I feel about the game when it comes around? I'm always nervous. I'm always a wreck. And I actually like the fact that it's a 12:30 kickoff because it means I don't have to mull over it all morning. Predicted lineup for the Arsenal is really hard at the moment because of so much uncertainty around the fitness of a number of players. But if I had to guess, I'd go with Ramsdale in goal, White at right back, Saliba and Gabriel at centre backs, with Zinchenko maybe at left back, probably Kieran Tierney actually, as long as he's recovered from that problem with Scotland. In midfield, I'd go Partey, Xhaka and Odegaard, assuming that all those three are fit, with Saka on the right, Martinelli on the left and Jesus through the middle. In terms of a score prediction, I've got to be positive. I'm going to go with a 2-0 Arsenal win because it's at home, and I think both of us in recent times anyway have been really strong at home in these derbies. So I think the home advantage is a big thing. I think Arsenal and Spurs will both make the top four come the end of the season. I don't know in what order. I think there's going to be a lot of luck that plays a part in that as well. Can we keep players fit? The World Cup is a big problem, slap bang in the middle of the season. And how people are going to recover from that, what the football is going to be like on the other side of that, is unknown. And it's really difficult to predict. So I think we'll both finish in the top four, but I'm not sure which way round it will be come the end of the campaign.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you 24/7, with supplies and solutions for every industry, and access to product specialists ready to help. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.